May Sinclair, an introduction. Mary Amelia Sinclair was born on the 24th of August, 1863, in Rockferry, Cheshire. Her father was a Liverpool shipowner who, after being made bankrupt, became an alcoholic and died whilst May was still a child. The family then moved to Ilford, just outside London, and after a solitary year of education, May was required to stay home and help look after her older brothers, four of whom were suffering from fatal congenital heart disease. Despite this difficult start, May was determined to pursue a literary career. From 1896, May wrote professionally to support herself and her mother. By the turn of the century, she was producing not only poetry volumes, but short stories, novels, and some non-fiction. She was an active feminist and supporter of the suffrage movement. Her literary talents helped to shred ideas that the suffragists were driven by sexual frustration because of the shortage of men. Her 1913 novel, The Combined Maze, the story of a London clerk and the two women he loves, was highly praised by many, including George Orwell, while Agatha Christie considered it one of the greatest English novels of its time. In 1914, she volunteered to join the Munro Ambulance Corps on the Western Front in Flanders. Although her time there was short-lived, the experience was later reflected in both prose and poetry. She published several poetry volumes, as well as writing early criticism on imagism and several poets of the movement. Her novels were now also influenced by modernist techniques, and her supernatural short stories are increasingly seen as valuable additions to the genre. From the late 1920s, she suffered from the onset of Parkinson's disease, and her writing career was effectively over. May Sinclair died on the 14th of November 1946. She was 83 and buried at St John at Hampstead's Churchyard, London. Red Tape by May Sinclair. 1. They were going. Mr. Starkey had made up his mind from the moment of England's ultimatum to Germany. And Miss Del Asheroy had made up hers from the moment when he had faced her with it.
I am going to the front.
There was nowhere else he said he could go, to which Mr. Lasheroy had replied, If you go, I go too. Nothing in all their long association had drawn such a poignant note from her, but Mr. Starkey was visibly uplifted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?